Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening. We are in the second of our series, introducing fans to Wichita State basketball newcomers. We will hear from Quincy Ballard, Colby Rogers, and Henry Thingvall. Let's get things started with Quincy Ballard. Quincy Ballard is here with us. Quincy is a 7-foot sophomore center. He is from Syracuse, New York, transferred to Wichita State from Florida State. Quincy, so you've been here about 3 weeks, played some pickup games, practiced, worked out with your new teammates. Give us a name that the Shocker fans should be paying attention to. Who's made a good impression on you so far?
I mean, honestly, as far as that, I might just say the team as a whole, because we don't want to play pickup all day. Been developing chemistry on and off the court, building relationships with each other. I feel like this team could really be something special going on, like, toward the season.
Several of your teammates have mentioned Craig Porter Jr., who is, of course, the most experienced Shocker coming back, point guard, so he's kind of got all that natural leadership position going for him. Give us some impressions of Craig. How are you working with him?
He does a great job being a leader type person for the team. And off the court, he be giving me rides to the gym. And once we required workout, whatever, lifting. But he's a really cool person to talk to.
Excellent. Rides to the gym are important. Get you where you need to go. So, Quincy, if you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport that you might be playing?
If I wasn't playing basketball, I would probably honestly be a drawer, like an artist.
An artist? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that. What kind of art do you do?
I mean, back then I used to love doing like colored pencil drawings, drawing cartoons or anything within that. And nowadays I'd be doing like graphic designing, possibly trying to get into like making merchandise or logos, whatever.
Okay, excellent. You've been here about 3 weeks. We have a new strength and conditioning coach here, Ryan Horn. Give us your impressions of working with Ryan.
From what I've seen him, he gives it all, like every single day. Like he pushes us almost to the limit. He pushes us to like just be great. Like every time we get into the weight room or even on the court when we're practicing and all that. And I will keep looking forward to being with him, talking to him, ask questions or whatever. But he has a great type of energy.
I'm going to make you an NBA coach. Who is the NBA player you're going to pick to start your team?
I might have to choose Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So you're going with Giannis also. Why? What do you like about his game?
And then he honestly almost can do it all. Like, he's not, like, that much of a playmaker, but he improves more than everyone else in the league can do. Like, he improves in his jump shot, his ball movement, playmaking and all that. And being that he's in his prime, like, he literally just gets to the rim with ease. And people back up to him too much, he's going to shoot it. He's getting better with that, and I feel like he's a good person to start my team going on in the future.
It's hard to argue that. That is an excellent point. He's made a lot of improvements in his skills in his time in the NBA. You've got an incoming freshman who says, Quincy, help me get through all this. This is all new to me. There's a lot going on. What advice do you give a newcomer to college athletics?
Thing I'll say to them, you just gotta really take your time. It's really, because going to college, like, it's really, what I learned, like, it's really all about time management. Like, getting to your classes, doing your work, and then having time to, like, doing workouts, practices, and all that. And I've learned that, being that I was a freshman, during them COVID times as well, I had to be online most of the time. So it was kind of easier, but I kind of slowed down, so I was moving back and forth. But yeah, I've really gotten better at just managing my time.
Time management, an important skill, no doubt. Last question, who's the best basketball player you've been on the court with?
Best basketball player I've been on the court with? I had to say Scottie Barnes. He was my Florida State teammate. We had a great relationship. We was pretty close. He was a fun guy on and off the court. I was supposed to play in AAU, but I changed to some different AAU teams, so I never got to see him play in person until, like, we both came to Florida State the same year. So, I mean, I had great times playing against him, playing with him and all that. He was the type of guy that did it all back when we was in Florida State.
Florida State, Scottie Barnes, now with the Raptors, so he's with former Shocker Fred VanVleet. Excellent choice. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Quincy. Appreciate your time.
No problem.
Colby Rogers is a 6'4" junior guard. He is from Covington, Georgia. He transferred to Wichita State from Siena. Colby, been here about 3 weeks, played some pickup games, got some time in the weight room with your new teammates. Hit us with a name that Shocker fans should be paying attention to.
JP.
Jeron Pierre. And why?
He's aggressive, makes shots, makes tough shots. He's hungry. I feel like he can definitely make an impact. Space the floor, something that we all need.
If you weren't playing basketball, Colby, what sport would you play?
Football, wide receiver.
Okay. Did you play in high school?
I played all the way up to, like, sixth grade.
Okay. And have just been a basketball player since then?
Yeah.
We have a new strength coach at Wichita State, Ryan Horn. You've been working with him for a few weeks. Give us your impressions of Ryan Horn.
I like Ryan. He focuses on, like, smaller details that, kind of make a difference with weightlifting. A lot of band work, helping our tendons and helping us be more explosive, hip work, stuff like that. So he's been good.
Okay, everybody else has remarked on his energy, his enthusiasm. You went with more the technical, the details of weightlifting. Tell us about that. Why is that important to you, or why did that stand out?
I've been in two different schools, so I've had two different weight coaches, so the energy kind of is expected. I'm more focused on, like, what can he do to get me over the hump? What can he do to help me gain weight, help me be more flexible, stuff like that.
Excellent. You want to make an NBA coach? You get to pick anybody from the league to start your NBA team. Who's your first choice?
LeBron.
And tell me why.
Been my favorite player since I was young, since he was the chosen one, wasn't even the king yet. So, LeBron.
And you've stuck with him through from Cleveland to Miami to Los Angeles, through the whole thing.
Yeah, through everything, through all the hate.
Through all the hate, yes. What advice would you give an incoming freshman about college athletics?
Manage your time. You can get kind of, I guess, overwhelmed with the schedule, all the free time. It's not like high school. So if you manage your time and just plan everything out, I feel like you'd be good.
You are an integrated marketing and communications major. Tell us about that. What is that setting you up for in maybe 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
I'm still kind of trying to figure out what I really want to do with it. People say I talk good and have a nice voice, stuff like that. So I'm just trying to see where that takes me.
Okay. Who is the best basketball player you've been on the court with?
I would say I played against Cam Reddish. He's probably the best one.
And then, was that in college?
High school. Yeah.
All right. Colby Rogers, thanks for your time.
Appreciate that.
Henry Thingvall is a 6'6" freshman guard. He is from Wichita, Kansas, went to Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic High School. Henry, you've been here about 3 weeks working with the Shockers, playing some pickup games, basketball camps, working out with your new teammates. Hit us with a name or two. Who's made a good impression on you?
I think the biggest guy for me was Gus Okafor, just his size and athleticism. And he can hit the outside shot, too. So Gus really impressed me.
Gus Okafor. All right. We'll be talking to him later. So, Henry, growing up here, tell us a little bit about your history with the Shockers. Did you have a favorite Shocker growing up? Did you come to games? Mm-hmm. Have a good autograph session with anybody like that?
My favorite Shocker is probably Ron Baker. He's pretty inspirational to me. Like, he was kind of, when I was growing up, like, he was the big name around Wichita, and they went to the Final Four and had that undefeated season, so that's pretty cool.
Ron Baker, that is indeed a big name. Mm-hmm. So, Henry, if you weren't playing basketball, what sport would you be playing?
Maybe track, probably. That was probably my best sport other than basketball. I ran the 800 and the mile, so I was pretty good at that, I guess. So, yeah.
I also played football. We have a lot of football players on this on this basketball team. Being a multi-sport athlete, how do you think that helps?
I think it just helps with time management the best because, like, during football season, you got to still be practicing basketball. And then during basketball, you still got to keep in shape for track. So it kind of helps you keep your time well. So, yeah.
So we have two players on this team who played for basketball coach Steve Eck, who is, of course, well-known around Wichita. James Rojas played for him at Hutchinson Community College. You played for Steve at Capen. Tell us about Steve Eck. What makes him a fine basketball coach?
He's a great coach, but I think the little things is what he prides himself on the most. And then defensively, he's got a really unique, style of play, and he helped us come together well. And he's a winner, so that helps too, of course, yeah.
So we have a new strength and conditioning coach at Wichita State, Ryan Horn. You've been working with him. Give us your impressions of Ryan.
Really enthusiastic, really focuses on the little things too, and helps us like he helps us get big, but he also like wants to work on us preventing injuries. So I think that's really key, and I like that.
What's the adjustment been from a weight program at high school to now jumping into an NCAA Division I weight program?
It's been good. We had really good strength coaches actually at Capen, so that helped a lot. And we did a lot of the stuff we did at Capen where it's kind of transitioning to here, so I found that really helpful.
So you felt prepared coming from Capen?
I did, actually, yeah.
I want to make you an NBA coach. Who is your first pick? Pick anybody you want. Start your own NBA team.
Curry, because he's just... You see what he did to the Warriors. You can build any team around him you want, so yeah.
Good choice. We've had a lot of Steph Curry fans here. You are an incoming freshman, so you've got about, 3 weeks of experience. Mm-hmm. How would you describe it to this point? What advice would you give to somebody else who's maybe going to be in this position?
It's been great. I've enjoyed it. And I guess my best advice would just be to enjoy the moment, use the time wisely, and just embrace the opportunity that you have.
So you would have had a lot of experience either being in the arena or watching on TV the crowds at Coke Arena and what it's like to be in this place when the Shockers are rolling and fans are going crazy. How do you describe that to your teammates who maybe haven't been here for a game?
I don't know if there is a way to describe it, but it'll come fast. And they get really loud, they get really rowdy, and there's a lot of support here in Wichita. So I know if we start winning some games, it'll be packed. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Who is the best basketball player you've been on the court with?
Probably Grady Dick from KU, but he was pretty cold. So we played against him a lot. He went to collegiate, and we played a lot because we were in the same league. So yeah, it was fun.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.